How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, you've been in this country for 40 years.
Yes,
where did you come from?
I came from Nigeria.
Okay, tell me all about it. What was it like when you got here?
When I got here, I was so amazed. I looked at the weather. It wasn't bad. When I came in, the weather wasn't bad. And when I get to my neighbor, my landlord, he took me to get the job. It's not hard. I went, he took me to a neater toilet like Angel, where they do the laundry.
Oh,
yeah.
You went to a big laundry factory.
Laundry factory. And when I get there, I could see the machine moving like this. I was amazed. So, because it's rolling, we put it on, you roll it, and it put it together, take it out. I was amazed. You know how much we get there? My wages is about £2 something.
A week?
A week. And then, funny enough, you can spend it and you still have a little bit left. We don't pay poll tax. We don't pay, what we are paying now.
Because, of course, when you came from Nigeria, you wouldn't have seen the big rolling laundry machines there.
I was a teacher, so I didn't look at it. I haven't seen something like that. So I was amazed to see something like that. And it's warm. The place is warm. You're not cold. So when I get there, I keep warm and I'm putting it on the machine and I look, it's going like this. Later on, you roll it on the other side. So I was looking. So later on, I left there. I got another job.
How long was you working there for?
I think about maybe a year. Then I got a catering job with London Transport. And I was working at the canteen there. I went for a training, which they train you how to do it because I haven't done it before. They train us. So when I was expecting my baby here, that time, when you are pregnant, if you haven't worked up to 2 years, you have to resign and reapply. But it's my own time, they stopped that. Because before, if you're not up to 2 years, you have to resign and apply. So when I resigned, when I was, I wasn't up to 2 years, about few months to 2 years, I was unlucky. Then I resigned. So when I resigned from that, when I had my baby, I reapplied. But they think I won't have much time because of my baby, so they didn't take me back. And I said, God, I don't want to be roaming around or to go and be claiming benefit, anything. So I went. When I went there, then I see a lot of queue like this. I said, this is not me. I won't do that. So I was looking for a job. And I got Metropolitan job as a kitchen. I went to the Metropolitan Police. And I applied for a job in catering department. I was lucky. A week later, they called me to come and start.
Didn't you feel, though, you were a teacher in Nigeria, and then you came here and you had to go to more menial jobs?
No, to join my husband, because we have to work.
But wouldn't you have liked to carry on teaching?
Pardon?
Wouldn't you have liked to carry on teaching?
Teaching, yeah, I would. But you can't. Like that, you have to go, training before you can do that thing because. So that's why I got the odd job, you get what I mean? But luckily for me, I got Metropolitan.
See,
I was so lucky, I joined Metropolitan Police. I went for training there in the land. To cut those story short, I worked there for over 32 years. I went to different posts, like manager to senior manager. I retired as a senior manager at the Metropolitan Police. I retired 1960, about 4 years ago. I retired from Metropolitan Police. And since I retired, I got 6 children. They all grown up, working. I thank my God, looking after them. Unfortunately, I lost my husband. Then I have 6 children. I have to look after them and bring them up through the grace of God. So I thank God that He's been with me. So when I heard about this, age 50 of course, for the training, to re-exercise, I joined this. age well.
Has England changed much since you got here?
A lot of change. I met a lot of friends and I learned about IT, the computer.
No. Has life changed?
Yes, I think yes.
From the time you came here 40 years ago to now? You know, not in here, but out in the street. Has life changed?
My life changed because I have more time for myself.
No. It's all right, we were just saying how has London changed for you?
It changed. It wasn't like before. Too much hassle. And a lot of bills. A lot of food that you're afraid to go out in the night. It wasn't safe, as I've said before. It changed. Very, very, you know, and we pray that.
It wasn't safe like
it
before.
It wasn't safe like before. And a lot of problems, bills. And London is so expensive to live.
But you still like it here?
I like it.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me, Victoria. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.